Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Ordinary Angels. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on a true story, and it is set in the early 90s, fall and winter of 93 and early 94 to be specific. And it tells the story of Sharon, a hairdresser who is an alcoholic. She is a single mom who lost touch with her son and basically is a mess. And while she is at the grocery store one day, she comes across an article where it tells of a young girl who is sick and who had already lost her mother to illness and was fighting her for her life with a rare disease. And Sharon decides that she is going to help out Ed, who's the father and the widower and the family, to help the little girl get the surgery to cover the costs of the debts and everything, and to help get Michelle, the little girl, the transplant that she needs. And that's the premise of the film. I was really excited to see this film. This is one of my most anticipated films of the year, in due in large part because of the fact that it is a Kingdom Story Company film. Now, I've mentioned on this podcast several of their films that I've covered with American Underdog and Jesus Revolution, and I still believe some of their films that thoroughly enjoyed, loved their films, and when I found out that they were doing another film, I was super excited to check it out. And when I heard the premise of the story, I thought, well, this is interesting. Again, it's early 90s, so it's like I remember this time period, and I actually remember that winter storm that hit in Kentucky, because that's where the film is set in. It's in around Louisville, Kentucky. And I remember that storm hitting in Tennessee as the ice storm of 1994. So I knew about that storm, but I really didn't know much about the story. And so knowing the company that made the film, knowing that it's based on a true story, knowing that they do a great job with these type of films, I was like, I'm super excited to check this out, and was not disappointed. Really was impressed by the film and what they did. Again, it goes due in large part to they find real stories and translate them onto the big screen. So first off, the story I thought was great because it's a good, heartfelt story. You really feel for the family because of so much tragedy that they've gone through with the wife and mom dying, to then the younger daughter being sick, and all the things that Ed, the dad, trying to make ends meet, trying to keep up with all the bills and everything, and struggling to do that, and then you have Sharon, who is, a mess in her own right, but yet she sees what's going on with this family and does all that she can to try and help. And then all the other people along the way that try to help out, whether it's, the co-workers, whether it's just random people. It's just a really great story, and I'm glad that it's one that's getting shared out to the world. The performances I thought were tremendous. Hilary Swank, great actress in her own right, plays Sharon, and I thought that she did a great job of not only encapsulating the go-gettiveness of Sharon, but the brokenness too, because it takes a good 2/3 of the film before Sharon acknowledges that she's an alcoholic and that she is broken and that she she cannot do it on her own. And so you see at the beginning of the film that her friend and coworker tries to get her to go to rehab, and she goes, but begrudgingly, and even in AA meetings is like, I'm not an alcoholic. But it takes her through the course of the film to see that, no, she really is an alcoholic and that she does need help. And just the way that Hilary Swank portrayed that performance, I thought was very well done. Alan Rickman, who best known for Reacher, was in Fast 10. He plays Ed, and I thought that he had the best performance that I've seen him in. And he's like the it guy in Hollywood right now with all the roles that he's in. But a lot of those roles are action films. And so this is the first time really that I feel like he's gotten the opportunity to play the dramatic role. And I really was just so impressed by his performance. I thought it was so good. You saw the vulnerability that he played. You saw the helplessness at times, because he wants to do everything that he can, but there's only so much that he can do, and he can't do it all by himself. And you just really feel it in his emotions, and you see his expressions, his heartbreak, his anger, his sadness, all those different emotions that he goes through in the film. And just a tremendously beautiful performance. And I hope that he gets more dramatic roles like this. Like, he's awesome as an action star. Like, he really is. But I feel like this film really does show that he has such great character in him to be able to play dramatic roles and have those really just heartfelt performances like this one has. And what I really did appreciate too is how he plays a character who has faith but is angry with God at times because of the circumstances that are going on, but understanding and really just leaning on God when it really mattered the most. And as someone who, as I've mentioned plenty of times on this podcast, I'm a Christian, and faith-based films, I really want to be honest in showing portrayals of faith and struggles with doubt and anger and everything with that. And I feel like that this film, like a lot of Kingdom Story Company films, does a great job with that. And Alan Rickman here does great with Ed, because you see that struggle. And there was one scene with his older daughter when they're sitting next to the grave of his wife, their mom, and it broke me. And it was so well done. And just, again, another honest portrayal of faith. And those are the ones that I really, really enjoy and really am glad that they're there. And the two girls that play the daughters, I don't know their names, but they did a great job too. Nancy Travis plays Bob's mom, their grandmother. She was really good. Just the whole cast, I thought, was really great with their performances. The cinematography was really good. There were a couple of shots that I was just impressed that they did, especially there in the end sequence with the blizzard and everything. There was some really impressive shots of how they got to show the helicopter and everything, and just really well done there. The music, I love the choices of the music, because it really brought you into early 90s. There was some really good sequences with how they brought in the music, and in all different genres too. There was country, there was pop, there was rock. And at the end credits, when they were showing the epilogue of the real life Michelle and Bob and Sharon in that story, there was a cover of Sweet Child of Mine that really well done. And I would love to go find that somewhere, and if it's available to buy, because it was such a perfect song and such a perfect element there for that end. top to bottom, just super impressed by this film. Really enjoyed it. If you want to go see a good heartwarming story, I feel like this is a perfect film for that. It's great performances. Like I said, Hilary Swank, Alan Rickman, they were great together. Had such great chemistry. You could feel that friendship there from Bob and Sharon, and just really great job there. And just a really good film, good heartwarming film. And if you're someone who loves a good heartwarming film, loves a good good story, you will be really impressed by this film. I feel like that this is a film that if you love a good story and you love good heartwarming tales, you'll enjoy this film. Because I know I did. I really enjoyed it and glad I got to be able to check it out. So that's my thoughts on Ordinary Angels. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that subscribe button, or hitting that follow button and hitting that like button and sharing your thoughts there. And if you want to subscribe, you can subscribe to the podcast through all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, please hit that subscribe button, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around. It really does help get the word out, and really do appreciate it very much. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.